AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The World Bank has a new report and a warning on climate change and poverty.
The World Bank says climate change could push more than 100 million people into extreme poverty by 2030 by disrupting agriculture and fueling the spread of malaria and other diseases. A report says the impact of global warming is borne unevenly, with the poor unprepared to deal with climate shocks such as rising seas and severe droughts. How to help poor countries and poor people deal with climate change is a main issue in talks on a global climate agreement that's supposed to be adopted next month at a UN summit in Paris. The report is based in part on surveys of almost 1.5 million people in 92 countries. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The possibility that a bomb brought down a Russian jetliner in Egypt more than a week ago is causing concern around the world. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says fighting the Islamic State is a complicated mess.
What the president is trying to do is to thread a very difficult needle. He's trying to defeat ISIS. He's trying to get rid of this horrendous dictator, Assad. But at the same time, he doesn't want our troops stuck on the ground, and I agree with that.
He appeared on ABC's This Week. Four people were killed, 14 others injured, when a pickup collided with a church van in Hyattsville, Maryland on Sunday. Eight of those hurt are hospitalized in critical condition. A cave-in of a restaurant parking lot in Mississippi swallowed 12 cars over the weekend. Meridian Fire Battalion Chief Jimmy Stockton.
There's a large drain pipe or culvert beneath the parking lot of the IHOP. And it apparently collapsed, causing, you know, the ground to give way.
No one was injured. Moviegoers turned out in droves to see two new flicks over the weekend. The new Bond film Spectre tops the box office with $73 million. The Peanuts movie was second. This is AP Radio News. Around 150 protesters have gathered on the University of Missouri campus in Columbia as part of ongoing demonstrations over matters of race and discrimination at the college. Grad student Maxwell Little says those racial tensions are making it tough for him to learn.
Faculty Council issued a report today, said that they can't teach, they can't do the outreach, and they can't research effectively because of the climate. So if they can't do those things, imagine how the students on the ground feel.
A Canadian Pacific Railway train derailed Sunday in Wisconsin. It spilled less than 1,000 gallons of crude oil, but it did prompt some evacuations in Watertown. An acoustic guitar that John Lennon used to record and write this song and other early Beatles hits. It sold at auction this weekend for $2.4 million. A San Diego man bought that guitar in the late 60s for $275. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.